诸位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, 平安。
那我们一起祷告。
Let's pray。
爱我们的父神，我们的心充满对你感恩的心，到主面前来敬拜你。
Our loving Father, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving and come to praise you before you。
求主你的圣灵开启我们的心眼，来了解主你话语中的奥秘。
Your Spirit opens the eyes of our hearts so we can understand the mystery of your word.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 有一个电视节目叫做长久失去联络的亲人。
There's a TV show called Long Lost Family.
不知道有没有人看过这个节目。
Have you seen the show before?
有没有人举手？这个很少啊。这是一个很有趣的一个节目。
It's a really interesting TV show.
这个节目播放，他们替很多人寻找失去联络很久的亲人。
So TV episodes are about them helping people to find their long lost family.
有的是父亲或是母亲寻找出生就被人领养的婴孩。
Some are father or mother looking for their infant adopted babies.
有的是兄弟或是姐妹小时候或是出生之后，其中的一个人呢被领养以后都失去了联络。
Some are brothers and sisters looking for their adopted siblings when they're young.
许多人当寻找到了几十年失去联络的孩子父母兄弟或是姐妹的时候，两个人拥抱并且流着欢喜的眼泪，因为亲人能够再次的团圆见面。
Many people were reconnected after many decades, you know, kids, fathers, parents, brothers and sisters, and they hugged each other, and their faces are filled with tears of joy because they could see each other again.
路加十五章十一节说，耶稣又说，有一个人有两个儿子，意思就是一个父亲他有两个儿子。
And in Luke 15:11, Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons."
十二节说，那小儿子对父亲说，爸爸，请你现在就把我应得的产业分给我。父亲就把产业分给两个儿子。
Then in verse 12, the younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." So he divided his property between them.
古代与现代同样不变的一个传统，当父亲过世了之后，才把财产分给子女。
Now the tradition that hasn't changed since the old times is that the inheritance are usually passed down to the children after the father passes away.
但是耶稣的故事里面，小儿子却在父亲还没过世之前就要求父亲将他将来所应得的产业现在就分给他。
But in this parable that we're reading here, the younger son is asking for the inheritance even before the father has passed away.
或许这个小儿子欺骗父亲说在远方有很好的生意可以做可以得到很大的发展。
Maybe this younger son lied to his father, saying that there's some good business that he could do and that he could develop far away.
父亲为了疼爱小儿子，觉得如果他到远方去发展，这也是一件好的事情所以父亲就将小儿子将来所应得的财产来分给他。
Maybe perhaps his father loved his son so much that he felt that it's probably good for him to go on his own, and therefore he gave his inheritance to him.
路加十五章十三节说，过几天，小儿子卖掉了分得的产业，带着钱离家走了他到了遥远的地方，在那里挥霍无度， 放荡的生活。
Then we read in verse 13, not long after that, the youngest son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there he squandered all his wealth in wild living.
当他花尽了所有的钱财之后，他周围的那些酒肉朋友也都离弃了他。
After he squandered all his money, all his friends left him.
没有人帮助他。
No one helped him.
更糟的事是，那地又遭遇了严重的饥荒，他甚至落到了最可怜的地步，去替人养猪，并且主人呢也不给他任何食物吃。
And what was even worse is that the place was suffering from a severe famine, and he had to feed pigs for someone, and there was no food for him.
最后，他醒悟了过来，他决定回到他父亲的家。
Finally, he came to his senses and decided to go back to his father's house.
15章20节继续说，于是起来往他父亲那里去，乡里还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连的与他亲嘴。
Let me read in verse 30, so it's 20. So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him.He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him.
当这个父亲看到这个孩子回来的时候，他的心里非常的高兴欢喜。路加15章24节描写说，他说，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，死而复得的。
When the father saw the son returning, his heart was filled with great joy, and he said, For this son of mine was dead and is alive again, he was lost and is found.
这种情形就类似刚才我提到那个电视的节目，长久失去的，联络的亲人，得着了团圆重聚的那一种快乐一样。
This scenario, which is exactly like the TV show Long Lost Family, the joy of family reunion after a long separation.
因此在路加福音15章22到23节，父亲马上交代那些仆人说，赶快拿最好的衣服给他穿上，拿戒指给他戴上，拿鞋子替他穿上。然后把那头小肥牛牵来宰了，让我们设宴庆祝。
And the father immediately told his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger, sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate."
我们从路加福音十五章传统称之为浪子的故事当中来看到一位等待的父亲。
And from this, what we traditionally refer to as the parable of prodigal son, we see an awaiting father.
So, 我们从这些经文里面一起来分享第一自我的醒悟。
The first point that we see from the scripture is the self-awakening.
这位浪子在外面浪费家产，过着放荡的生活，结果人生走到了这个。走投无路的地步。
So this lost son, he squandered all his inheritance in wild living, and he was at the end of the road.
路加福音十五章十七到十八节说，最后他醒悟过来，说：“我父亲那儿有许多故宫，他们粮食充足，我反倒在这里饿死吗？”我要起来回到我父亲那里去，对他说：“爸爸，我得罪了天，也得罪了你。”
Verse 17 and 18, we read that when he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I'll set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you.'"
这位小儿子他醒悟了过来。
So this young son, he finally came to his senses.
他想到了他的父亲。
Remember his father.
他是他父亲宝贵的儿子。
And he was his father's precious son.
所以他要起来回到他父亲那里。
So he needed to get up and return to his father.
这个小儿子醒悟过来，知道了他的身份。
This young son finally woke up and then realized his identity.
他的身份就是他的父亲的儿子。
He was his father's son.
罗马书是十二章第三节啊，使徒保罗说：“凭着上帝赐给我的恩赐，我对你们各位说，不要把自己看得太高，倒要谦恭自守啊，个人照着啊上帝所赐给啊他的信心来。”
In Romans 12:3, Apostle Paul wrote, "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you."
Hitler 以为自己很聪明、很精明啊，很有能力啊，能够去征服、统治这个世界。但是他失败了，他把自己看得太高了。
Hitler thought he was so clever and so smart and so powerful that he wanted to conquer and rule the world, but he failed. He placed himself too high.
有一个有关奥地利最后的皇后的葬礼的故事。
And there's a story about the last queen of Austria and her funeral.
当奥地利皇后吉塔的遗体啊，抵达维也纳的啊圣啊斯蒂凡斯大教堂西边的大门的时候，在街道上有好几千人等待着迎接，在教堂里面也是好几千人等待着整个行列的抵达。
So the Queen of Austria, Zita, her remains finally arrived at St. Stephen's chapel in Vienna, Westgate. And there are thousands of people waiting on the street, and thousands of people inside the chapel waiting for the procession to arrive.
当这个行列抵达的时候，他的总管家举起他的公务杖，往大教堂的门敲了三下，要求澳大利皇后能够进入大教堂。
When they finally arrived at the cathedral, the major domo, the head servant, raised his cane of office and banged on the door three times.
那个时候，整个的案件仍然那个门紧紧的关着。
But there was great silence, and the door remained shut.
这个总管家第二次敲门，并且用更有力、愤怒地重复着他的话，恐怕那些在里面的人没有听到他的声音。
And then he banged a second time and repeated his words with even more force and fury, in case yours on the inside hadn't heard him.
但是同样，一片的安静。
But then again, a great silence.
最后第三次，他用自己张开的手掌敲着大门，说着：“让吉塔属于尘土的遗体，一个可怜的罪人，渴望着神的恩典慈悲来进入大教堂。”
And finally, a third time, he knocked with his open palm on the great door and said.Please admit the earthly remains of Zita, a poor sinner who desires the mercy of God.
顿时，大门全部开了，仪式可以开始进行。
Immediately, the doors were flung open and service proceeded.
意思就是，知道你是谁是非常重要的。
So here we see that knowing who you are makes all the difference.
这也象征着我们是以谦卑的心来进入神的圣殿。
So it implies that we enter the holy temple of God with a humble heart.
我们是以谦卑的心到神面前来服侍他。
And we come before him with a humble heart to serve him.
在美国历史上有个著名的一个案件叫做 Plessy vs.Ferguson 就是 Plessy 对抗这个法官 Ferguson 的一个案件。
So in the American history, there was an interesting court case of Plessy versus Ferguson.
在1896年，一个黑人 Homer Plessy 在 Louisiana 的新奥尔良坐火车的时候，没有坐在有色人种的车厢。
So in 1896, an African-American, Homer Plessy, was in Louisiana, New Orleans, riding the train, and he did not sit in the colored people section.
他拒绝起来，移到有色人种所指定的座位上去坐。
And he refused to get up and move to the designated section for the colored people.
他告到法庭上。
And then he went to the court.
在法庭上，法官问他一个问题。
And at the court, in the court, the judge asked him a question.
我问他说：“你认为你是谁？”
So the judge asked Homer, "Homer, who do you think you are?"
你是谁？他回答说：“我与任何人及每一个在这火车上的人平等，并且我坚持。”受到相同的待遇。
Then he replied, "I am equal to anyone and everyone else on this train, and I insist upon being treated the same."
当然，在那时，他的权利被法庭上拒绝了。
But of course, at that time, his right was rejected by the court.
因此，这成为一个著名的一个案件，就是 Plessy versus 这个大法官Ferguson.
In this case, got famous, known as Plessy versus Ferguson.
在当天 ，Homer Plessy 在法庭上被问的一个问题，你认为你是谁呢
？So the question in the court was again, who do you think you are?
浪子在他人生中遇到了最落魄的时候，最低潮的时候，他必定也认真的去思考这个问题。你认为你是谁呢
？So the prodigal son, at his very lowest point, most certainly he had seriously considered the question, "Who do you think you are?"
因此，他醒悟了过来。
And because of this, he came to his senses.
他知道了他真正自己的身份是什么。
And then he realized what his true identity really was.
他是他父亲宝贵的儿子。
He was his father's precious son.
所以他何必一直的流浪在外面受苦呢
？And why do you have to wander in the wild and suffer?
他深深的觉得他得罪了天，又得罪了他的父亲。
Very deeply, he knew that he sinned against heaven and against his father.
他以忏悔的心要回到他父亲的家里。
And he had a heart of repentance to return to his father's house.
这个小儿子的醒悟也来提醒我们，像刚才那个法官问 Plessy 所说，你认为你是谁呢
？So this prodigal son's His realization also reminds us the same question in the court. Who do you think you are?
同样的，这也让我们知道，我们是天父宝贵的儿女。
In the same way, it also lets us know that we're God's precious children.
约翰一书三章第一节说：“你们看，天父多么爱我们。”甚至称我们为上帝的儿女。事实上，我们就是他的儿女。
In 1 John 3:1, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are.
感谢神，我们借着耶稣基督回到了父神的家。
We thank God that through Jesus Christ we're allowed to return to Father's home.
耶稣借着这个比喻来提醒我们，让我们真正的来了解我们真正的身份是什么呢
？And through this parable, Jesus reminds us that who do we think our real identity is? Who do we think we are?
我们是谁呢
？So who are we?
盼望我们也都能够领悟，我们是天父宝贵的儿女，并且欢喜回到父神的家里。
We're hoping that we can all realize that we're also God's precious children and could happily return to the Father's house.
第二，接受天父的爱。
The second message is to accept the Heavenly Father's love.
当浪子得到了所分给他的财产之后，他到了远方，将他的财产都浪费掉。
So after the son received all his inheritance, he went to a distant country and spent all his money.
他自己感到罪恶感。
And he felt guilt.
他觉得他得罪了天，也得罪了他的父亲。
And he knew that he sinned against the heaven, against his father.
他自己心里这么的想，如果他回到他父亲那里去的时候，他要对他的父亲在十九节说，从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，就把我当作一个雇工吧。
So then he thought to himself, if he's returned to his father, he's going to say this to him, I'm no longer worthy to be called your son, make me like one of your hired servants.
但是出乎他的意料之外，他在外面过着放荡的生活，来挥霍他许多这些的产业。当他回到家里的时候，他并没有被他的父亲来责骂一番。
But beyond his expectation, even though he squandered all his money and without living, when he returned home, he was not reprimanded.
他的父亲没有对他说，你这个不孝子，你敢回家。
So his father didn't say to him, how dare you come home?
相反的，当他回到父家的时候，路加福音十五章二十节说，他离家还远，父亲就望见他，父亲心里充满爱怜，迎向前去，紧紧的抱着儿子，不停的亲吻他。
It was quite the opposite. And verse 20 tells us, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him.
当这个浪子回家的时候，离家还很远的时候，他的父亲就看见他。
When he was coming home, even a long ways off, his father saw him first.
意思就是父亲日夜期待着他的儿子的归来。
Means that every day his father was waiting for his son to return.
他每天一直的往家前头的路上看着。
Every day he looked far away.
盼望着他的孩子有一天能够走上回家的道路上。
And hoping to see that one day his lost son will be coming home.
当他果然一天看到了他的小儿子归来的时候，他马上赶紧地跑去迎接他。
Surely one day he finally saw his younger son returning, and he ran to receive him.
紧紧地抱着他，一直地吻着他。
And held him very tightly and kissed him.
当小儿子回来之后，他就开了一个大的宴会来庆祝。
And he celebrated his return with a feast.
我们看到这位父亲以无条件的爱来欢迎接纳浪子的回来。
And we see here that with unconditional love, the father received the prodigal son's return.
这位父亲有两个儿子，他对两个儿子都同样以无条件的爱去爱他们。
And this man had two sons, and same way, he loved the two sons with unconditional love.
父亲没有对他们说，如果你做这个，我就爱你。
The father didn't say to them that if you do this, I'll love you.
也没有说如果你不做那个，我就爱你。
Or say that if you don't do this, then I'll love you.
他的父亲的特征就是爱，并且以无条件的爱来爱他们。
The character of this father is love, and he loves him with unconditional love.
耶稣借着这个比喻来告诉我们重要的信息，就是没有人是太坏了，太罪恶了， 因此不能够蒙神无条件的爱。
So through this parable, Jesus tells us an important message. No one is too bad or too evil to not be granted God's unconditional love.
也没有人是太好的、太正直了，而不需要神无条件的爱。
And also that no one is too good or too righteous to not need God's unconditional love.
我们每一个人在神面前都需要在主耶稣基督里面无条件的爱。
And that each and every single one of us, before God, we need God's unconditional love in Jesus Christ.
当小儿子回到父亲的面前的时候，他向父亲认罪，说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。”
When the younger son came before his father, he said, "Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you."
圣经的学者来指出说，浪子来承认他的罪，并不是他的罪来促使父亲的爱，乃是父亲的爱来引起、来促使浪子的认罪。
So the biblical scholars pointed out that the prodigal son acknowledges his sins, but it is not the confession that triggers the love, but the father's love that triggers the confession.
因为浪子对父亲的爱有那一种的 confidence, 那一种的信心，因此让他回到父的面前来求他的父亲赦免他的罪。
So the prodigal son had confidence in his father's love, and that led him to before his father to beg for his forgiveness.
圣经的学者说，当然我们应当传讲有关神的审判、纪律、处罚与责任等等，这些都是很重要。
So the scholars also said that surely we should preach about judgment, discipline, punishment, and responsibility.
但是耶稣在这个故事里面没有强调像刚才我们提到这些，而是强调他对我们的爱，甚至我们拒绝了他的爱，他也在等待着我们。
But in this parable, Jesus did not emphasize any of those points. In contrast, he emphasized his love for us, and even when we have rejected his love, he's still waiting for us.
意思就是神的爱来促使我们这种的悔改，回到他的面前。
It implies that it's God's love that really triggers our repentance and our hoping to return to him.
因此因着神无条件的爱，我们的心完全的受感动，完全在神的面前以忏悔的心回到他的面前。
But only when we're touched by God's unconditional love that we can repent and come back before him.
因此德国的一位神学家叫做吴伯塔尔，他不将耶稣所说的这个故事传统的说法说称之为浪子回头，他改称之为应当是等待的父亲。
So one German theologist, Helmut Thielig, he no longer calls his story the parable of the prodigal son. Instead, he calls it the waiting father.
我觉得这个名称很有意思。
And I think this new title is really interesting.
天父等待着你我醒悟过来，回家去，回到家就是回到父的家。
And the Father who waits for you and me to come to our senses and to go home says, come home, arise and go to the Father.
神等待着我们每一个人回到他的家，来进驻在他的国度里面。
And God is waiting for every single one of us to return to his home, to his kingdom.
神之不变的爱，无条件的爱，使我们想要回家成为可能。
And the constancy of God's love makes it possible for us to want to come home.
家就是当你回去的时候，他们会开门让你进去。
And home is where you arrive, and they have to let you in.
今天 神在基督里面道成肉身到世界上来，就是要带领我们回到我们父神的家。
And the reason Jesus Christ took the form of flesh to the world is to lead us back to the Father's house.
使徒保罗在以弗所书里面告诉我们说，神借着耶稣基督而使我们或者让我们与他和好。
The Apostle Paul in Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, tells us that through Jesus Christ, it allows us to reconcile with the Father.
在以弗所书二章十九节说，那我们就成为神家里的人了。
And then in 2:19 tells us that we become the members of God's household.
今天神仍然以他不变的爱来等待着我们回家。回到他的里面，来接受耶稣基督救赎的大爱。
And today, God is also waiting for us with His unchanging love, waiting for us to return to His home to receive the love of salvation through Jesus Christ.
最后，见证天父的爱。
The final message is to witness the Heavenly Father's love.
在列王记下第五章来提到一个。乃曼将军得医治的故事。
In Second Kings chapter 5, it talks about a story of a general Naaman getting healed. Yeah.
里面提到说，叙利亚的军队的统帅乃曼患了麻风病。
And started by telling the story of the Syrian army general Naaman contracting leprosy.
他的太太的婢女是一个以色列人。
His wife May was an Israelite.
他的妻子的婢女建议他的女主人说，请乃曼将军呢，去见住在撒玛利亚的以色列的先知，求他医治他。
So this maid suggested General Naaman to go see the prophet who lived in Samaria.
这个婢女说，他必定医治乃曼的病。
She claimed that she can cure his leprosy.
所以乃曼最后抵达了那位先知以利沙先知的门口要求来医治他的麻风病。
So Naaman came to Prophet Elijah's house, asking him to cure his leprosy.
列王记下五章第十节说，以利沙叫一个仆人出去告诉乃曼。要他到约旦河去洗澡七次，这样他的皮肤就会好起来，并且洁净了。
In Second Kings 5:10, we read that Elijah sent a messenger to say to him, "Go wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed."
这乃曼将军听到这些话的时候，圣经描写说他非常的生气。
So when Naaman heard these words, he was very angry.
这位先知怎么？这么的不懂礼貌，连出来见他一面都没有。
So why didn't Elijah even come out and see him?
也没有替他祷告。
Didn't pray for him.
也没有在他的患处来挥手做一些动作。当然，他因为是麻风，不能够碰他。所以乃曼将军说，也没有在我的患处上来做挥手做一些动作，这些都没有。
I mean, he didn't wave any motions to cure him.
只叫他到约旦河去洗澡七次，这简直是对他的尊严一个侮辱。
And only asked him to go wash himself in the river Jordan. This was an insult to him.
这位将军他说，何况在他们叙利亚的河流还比以色列的河流还好呢。
And also the river in Syria was even better than the river in Israel.
所以圣经描写说他气冲冲的，他就要走了。
So the Bible said that he almost left in anger.
列王记下第五章十三节说，乃曼的仆人就是那位以色列的仆人，上前对他说，先生，如果先知要你做一些困难的事，你一定会照着他的意思去做。那 你为什么不照着他的话而去洗澡得医治呢？
But then in verse 13 we read that Naaman's servants went to him and said, My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he tells you, wash and be cleansed?
意思就是说乃曼将军他觉得说先知应当在他身上做一些困难的事。
So Naaman felt that Prophet Elijah should have done something difficult to cure him.
或是他自己也应当做一些困难的事他的病才能够得着医治。
Or maybe he himself needed to accomplish some challenging task before he could get cured.
只是到约旦河去洗七次的澡这简直是太简单了。
So it was way too simple to just wash yourself in the River Jordan seven times.
这有什么用处呢？
What good was it going to do?
这位以色列的仆人向他的主人乃曼提出一个宝贵的真理。我们时常要去寻找一些困难或好像是不可能的事，而忽略了目前所能做这简单的事。因此丧失了很多的机会。
But this servant of Naaman's pointed out a really precious truth to him. Sometimes we're always looking for the difficult, impossible things and overlook what we're currently doing. Because of that, we lose so many chances.
Naaman 当天差一点就失去了医治的机会，因为他没有相信他所能做的事能够去医治他。
And on that day, Naaman almost lost the opportunity to get healed because he didn't believe that what he could do could cure him.
Naaman, 当然最后听了仆人的劝告，照着先知的话去做，果然他得着了医治。
And we see that Naaman eventually listened to his servant's advice, and surely he was healed.
乃曼将军被医治的事来提醒我们。要为主做见证，并不是去寻找一些好像是不可能的事。
So the story reminds us that to witness for the Lord is not to seek something impossible to do.
我们从神领受救赎的恩典，我们在每天的小事上都能够随时去见证神的爱。
So from the grace of salvation that we receive from God, even our daily mundane small task could be opportunities to witness God's love.
神时常要求我们去做一些简单明显的事来为他做见证。
And very often God asks us to do the simple and obvious things to be witnesses for him.
圣经说爱你的邻舍就是爱别人，就如同爱你自己一样。
The Bible says to love your neighbor as yourself.
要对待人，就像你也要别人怎么样来对待你。
And treat others as you would want to be treated.
我们对人一个小小的善举，却是带着深重的意义。
A small act of kindness could be a deep impact to you. To be a meaningful, deep impact.
我们记住一些小小的事情，对我们的家人，对我们的朋友做了一些事，但是这对于接受的人是何等深重的意义。
So the small things that we do unto our families and friends, and how meaningful it is to them.
对我们的亲人，对我们的同事。对教会的团契的人的一个关心，都代表着非常重大的意义。
An act of caring to our coworkers, to our friends, family, to our brothers and sisters in the congregation are also very meaningful.
把握这些机会，看来对我们来讲好像是很简单的事，但是我们这样做，我们看到神的爱很大的见证。
So seize these opportunities, even though they seem small, but these are great chances to witness God's love.
罗马书十二章第一节， 使徒保罗说，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
And in Romans 12:1 says, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy.
有一个圣经的版本叫做 J.B. Phillips， 他的版本翻译这么说。我求你对神的慈悲大大的打开你的眼睛。
In a different version of Romans, J.B. Phillips, the translation says, with eyes wide open to the mercies of God, I beg you.
大大的打开我们的眼睛。
With eyes wide open.
如果我们大大的打开我们属灵的眼睛，我们将看到神在我们身上伟大的慈爱。
And if we open wide our spiritual eyes, then we can see the great mercies of God on us.
如果我们大大的打开我们的眼睛，看到神在我们身上这么大的爱的时候，我们将心甘情愿的在神面前来献上我们自己，为神的爱做见证。
If we open wide our eyes, our spiritual eyes, then we could offer ourselves willingly to be witnesses for God's love.
这个礼拜四是感恩节，也求神帮助我们。当我们大大的打开我们属灵的眼睛的时候，我们会看到神在我们身上所赐的许多这些的恩典。
So this Thursday is Thanksgiving, and we pray that we can open our spiritual eyes wide so that we can see the grace God has granted us.
我们的心将必定对神充满着感恩的心。
So to help our hearts be filled with more grateful hearts to God and to people.
一位作家 Marshall Goldsmith的一个见证，他说有一次他坐飞机要飞到 Santa Barbara, California 的地方。
So Marshall Goldsmith, is an author, and once he gave a testimony about his flight going to Santa Barbara, California.
当飞机抵达目的地的上空的时候，发现说那个飞机的轮子呢，不能够伸出来。
When the plane was still in flight, almost at the destination, the landing gear was stuck.
你们能够想象，我们能够想象，那是多么危险的一件事情。
So you can imagine how dangerous it was.
飞机降落的时候没有轮子，这样要冲下去。
And when the plane is landing without trying to land without the wheels.
这个 pilot 向大家广播说，我们一个小问题。
But then the captain announced that it was a minor problem.
这是真实的发生的故事，这个他说飞机需要在机场上空来盘旋，来消耗所有机身的燃料，然后飞机没有轮子可以比较安全的来降落。
So this is a true story. So the pilot said that they had to keep circling above the airport until they burn through all the fuel, so that would make it safer when they try to land without the gear.
这个作家他心里自己这么想，今天我可能就会死了。
So this man thought to himself that maybe today is my day to die.
飞机冲下去的时候有可能爆炸。
And the plane could explode when it tries to land without the wheels.
他就死了。
He could die.
他开始去想到他的生命。
So he thought about his life.
他对自己说，我的人生，有什么遗憾呢
？So he asks himself, like, what do I regret?
如果我们处身处地在那种情况之下，我们会想什么
？So if we put ourselves in his shoes, what would we think about?
他说，我的人生有什么遗憾呢
？So what regrets do I have in my life?
他说，我想着在我人生中有许多有多少的人。曾经善待过。
So he says, I thought about how many people have been good to me in my life.
我从未足够的来感谢他们。
And I never thank them adequately.
如果我能平安地降落到地面的时候，我将来感激这些人。
And if I ever get down on the ground, I will thank these people.
感谢主，那天飞机平安地降落。
Praise the Lord, the plane landed safely that day.
他说，当他到了旅馆之后，他写了五十几张的感谢卡。
And he returned to the hotel that night, and he wrote 50-something thank you notes.
来感谢那些曾经帮助过他的人。
To thank all the people who helped him in his life.
当我们就像 J.B. Phillips 对罗马书十二章的翻译说，如果我们大大的打开我们的眼睛的时候，我们将充满着感恩的心，去看到多少人在我们身上所施给我们这些的爱心。
And just like what J.B. Phillips mentioned, if we could open our eyes wide, then we could see all the love that people has done unto us.
我们会看到神在我们身上多么多的这些的慈爱，这些的恩典。
And we can see how much grace that God has in our lives.
求主我们，求主也赐给我们这种感恩的心，打开我们的心，来去看到父母亲对我们的赞美。
We pray that God also help us to give us grateful heart to see how much how our parents have raised us.
去看到这些亲人朋友对我们的恩典。
To see all the grace from our family and friends.
我们也想到当初移民到这个地方，到美国，无论是求学、就业，起先帮助我们的那些人。
And also to remember all the people who helped us when we first immigrated to this country, whether for work or for school.
感谢那些带领我们来信主的人。
And thank all those who led us to Christ.
我们去想到在困难中帮助过我们。
And all those people who helped us in challenging times.
或是在我们上次病痛困难的时候替我们代祷的人。
And all those who pray for us when we were sick or lost the will.
我们感谢神借着许多这些人成为我们的祝福。
And we thank God that all these people became blessings for us.
所以在这感恩节的季节当中，也提醒我们，并不是只是在感恩节的当中，乃是在我们的生命当中，时常对神存着感恩的心。
And this Thanksgiving season reminds us not just to be thankful on Thanksgiving, but daily thinking about all the grace we've received from others.
也对人存着感恩的心。
And also hold a grateful heart to others.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们的父神，我们感谢你在我们的身上许多的恩典。
Our loving Father, we thank you for the many grace in our lives.
求主你打开我们的心眼，去看到你对我们这么大的慈爱。
We pray that you open our spiritual eyes so that we see how large a grace you've given us.
也让我们在人生当中时常对你存着感恩的心。
To help us always be thankful in our hearts.
也在跟人接触当中，也都时常存着感恩的心。
And also in our interactions with other people, that we also have maintained a grateful heart.
我们感谢你在过去一年，在我们的教会，在个人的身上，在家庭里面，学业、工作各方面，在我们身上奇妙的恩典。
We thank you in the past year, all your amazing grace and guidance in our lives, in school, family, and work.
也让我们在人生的旅程当中，也时常学习着信靠主你的带领。
And also keep help us to keep learning to rely on you in our life journeys.
让我们能够也借着从主你得着的爱恩典，也成为对别人的一个祝福。
And also help us through all the love and grace we receive from you, that we can help others.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.